We need to raise more revenue. But if the people also feel that, well, you are not actually being judicious in your spending, there's a lot of profligacy in spending, right? So a lot of people cannot understand why a disproportionate amount of the money that we earn in taxes goes into paying payroll.
You think that is the reason for the agitation in the system now?
I do think that people don't like it when you say that we are broke and we don't have enough money, and yet they see things like, you know, 20 V8s, you know, 30 V8s, and on one trip to the upper region, upper east, I think, is where we're going. We were in Techiman. And we got off, we had to get off the road as of course, because of the sheer number of vehicles that were coming. We counted 35 V8s, right? When you turn around with that kind of a display of profligacy and you come and tell the people, look, you need to give us more money. And they're like, to feed this lifestyle, come on.
How would you want the government to respond to this? You have economic crisis at hand, as others say it, and you have other external factors also coming in. Mm-hmm. How would you want the government to respond now?
I don't know if, first, I don't think you should trivialize people's resistance to it. I think it's not just...
As into the economic quote-unquote hardship?
Yeah, but the economic hardship is not just being felt by government, right? I mean, the way government is behaving, sometimes it's almost as if the government is the only one facing economic hardship. The people are facing economic hardship, right? And at least the people are, you know, flesh and blood. They can die, right? Yeah, the government can, you know, the government is not flesh and blood. It is facing economic hardship, but it is facing economic hardship that people are also facing the same economic hardship.